CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The beaches are closed and people are warned to stay away from the ocean in Ventura County, California, following unusually high surf and rogue waves. KFMB-TV reporter Esmeralda Perez is at Imperial Beach in San Diego County.
These conditions are extremely dangerous, and inexperienced swimmers should remain away from the water.
That is not for anybody who is not used to surfing to be in.
Some surfers didn't miss the opportunity to catch some waves in Encinitas.
It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah,
waves were biggest I've ever seen.
These conditions are expected to last throughout the weekend.
In Ventura County, a rogue wave on Thursday smacked through a seawall. Several people were injured as the water swept into an adjacent neighborhood. Israel's assault on Gaza continues unabated. Ian Lee in Tel Aviv has this graphic description of what's happening.
Misery in Gaza starts here. Airstrikes pounding the coastal territory. Israel says it's targeting Hamas militants, but many times it's civilians caught in the explosions. Rescuers desperately work to pull this injured boy from the rubble. Morgues become production lines of volunteers wrapping the dead.
The war in Gaza is being felt here in the U.S. as cities prepare to ring in the new year. Here's CBS's Michael George.
With the Israel-Hamas war raging, law enforcement is on heightened alert in major cities across the U.S. In New York, the NYPD says even though there's no credible threat, they do expect protests.
What's on tap weather-wise as the clock strikes 12 on New Year's Eve?
Most of us have mild weather, no big storm systems, a few lake-effect snow showers in parts of the Great Lakes, Chicago, Detroit, and the Lake Erie snowbelt will all have falling snow at midnight. And in New York City, no flakes flying as the snow drought continues in the Big Apple, but really nice mild weather to ring in the new year.
Meteorologist Molly McCollum at the Weather Channel. More than 100 people are safe and sound after they were stranded while fishing on a Minnesota lake last night. They were on an ice floe on the upper Red Lake northwest of Minneapolis when a big chunk broke free from the shore. Tiffany Lenz and Tony Nelson spoke with WCCO-TV about their experience.
Tony fell in.
Yeah, I did.
So then my dad jumped in after him to try to save him. And everybody there, they all just worked together to try to get Tony and my dad out of the water.
State officials have been warning people to be wary of ice that is unusually thin for this time of the winter. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Makes me smile. You have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Three Madison locations, or order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, what makes tonight different than any other night? Well, I'll tell you, it's New Year's Eve Eve. And tonight we have a special two-hour broadcast of Live in the Lair with Bauta Cheetah, and it's all made possible by the Aaron Weber Group. Thanks, Aaron. And Bauta Cheetah is a genre-bending band from southeastern Wisconsin. And since 2017, the Psychedelic Funk Quartet has been building a loyal following, playing clubs and festivals across the Midwest, bringing together music lovers from all walks of life to dance, groove, and connect with each other through the power of music. Bauta Cheetah is guitarist Ryan Budiak, bassist Alex Vinia, Keyboardist Kyle Magnuson and drummer Emmanuel Fawkes. Happy New Year. You are listening to About a Cheetah live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. This first tune is called Mosul. Let's see if all our technology works and check out the band. Here on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Very nice. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Voted Cheetahs live in the lair.
We are live, Jimmy.
We are live. Hey, guys, how does that sound to you? I mean, we got it dialed in almost, I think, at the end there, didn't we?
Yeah, sounded good to me.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, we're going to, Jimmy, we're going to have them talk into these microphones over here.
Okay, that's on.
We are, it's a good thing we have 2 hours to figure this out, Jimmy.
Well, you know, that's the nice thing about the live radio. Sometimes it throws you a little gremlins and stuff like that. But love the intro, hey, the beginning music there. That sounded good, man.
Yeah, we figured we kind of kick things off a little bit of we call some cosmic space funk.
Mosin. Cosmic space funk.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
well,
the best way we can describe it.
That was perfect to use as kind of an impromptu sound check. Now, the last time you guys were on the show back in February, you were competing for a slot at the Summer Camp Festival. Did you guys win? You won that competition.
We
played
did.
Played the show. Tell us how that went.
It went great. Yeah,
that was an incredible experience.
And we brought a party bus full of people, of some of our favorite fans. And
I remember
and,
that now. Yeah.
Everyone showed up and partied down, and a lot of great bands. It was good competition. And ended up playing summer camp and on a beautiful weekend. One of the best weekends for summer camp I can ever remember.
A little bit dusty, but yeah. we managed.
Now that you guys brought that up, I actually remember that. You called from the bus.
Yeah. You had a person call from the bus.
So yes. We had a bunch of our fans coming out of Lake Geneva. They all wanted to come to the show, so right. They actually chipped in and they all bought tickets for the bus ride. And we had about 50 people coming up from Lake Geneva. And yeah, so they phoned in while we were in the station.
It was Rosie, Kyle's fiance. They're soon to be married. I'm not sure if they were engaged at the time.
Oh, yes. I remember. We called her from the bus, and it was a great conversation. That was super funny. Yeah, now, did I hear that Summer Camp Festival is not going to be happening again?
It is.
So they've kind of rebranded. So now it's a Soulshine Festival.
Oh, I see. Yeah, rebrand.
So, and I don't know exactly their mission with the rebrand, but yeah, so Summer Camp, I think it's still like kind of considered like a sub of Summer Camp. But now they have a new name, and but it's still kind of the same vibe, same weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Still all the and a lot of all yeah. Trees that you can hope for.
A great lineup this year again. So
now, Bout a Cheetah, that must be a challenge to your followers to Google your name, or do they already know? Do they know what it means? So what is the meaning of Bout a Cheetah, and why did you choose it for a name of your band?
Well, Kyle actually chose it.
you'll have to speak for him. So, Bodhicitta
means the moment of enlightenment in ancient Sanskrit. So we kind of felt like our music, you know, that's what we were trying to accomplish and what we wanted to do for ourselves. And we kind of like the mentality behind that. And so it was no other band named Bodhicitta, so it was pretty easy.
That's probably one of the hardest things in today, you know, trying to name a band. Oh, that's taken, that's taken.
Or a domain name.
Or exactly.
It's something that also, like, connects with what you're trying to do and something that you feel resonates with your music. So.
Is it like a connection of the body and the mind, right? Because, like, Bodhi is the body and cheetah is the mind? Is that...
It's the moment that you reach enlightenment, so that you realize that all sentient beings are important and...
Whatever enlightenment means to each individual. I suppose it's a personal thing.
Yep. And how does enlightenment kind of tie in with the band and the music as in general, the big picture?
It's our journey. Yeah. It's all of our journey through this life to try to figure it out both individually and as a group.
Interesting.
Wow. We're
that's deep.
The wheels are turning, Jimmy. Right. They're cranking around. Well, Bout a Cheetah formed in 2017. Tell us a little bit about your band for listeners who may not be familiar. Who is Bout a Cheetah, and you know, how did you get to this moment? What's your journey?
So it started off Kyle and me, Alex, and we had another drummer, Ken Slama, we played with, and he actually introduced us to Kyle. I mean, so Ryan, our guitarist.
I worked with Ken at the music store that he worked at and now owns, at which point Ken started a family and decided that he didn't want to be part of it anymore.
I used to be in a band with Emmanuel in this funk band that we used to travel around based out of Milwaukee. And it was like an instant like, oh, well, that's who we need to call.
What band was that?
It was called the Charles Walker Band.
The Charles Walker Band, sure. Yeah. Charles Walker. He's out in L.A. now, right?
He is, yep. They've rebranded also.
I'm pretty sure we have some Charles Walker music in our library.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about this the music store. Is that where is that located?
Pearl Street Music is in
Pearl Street, no McHenry. Kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, Ken Slama is excellent drummer, great songwriter, family man, and proprietor now. But anyway, that's how that started.
Yep.
Back in
what, Kyle and I spent a long time trying 20. To find a drummer when we finally found Ken, and things kind of gelled really nicely.
Ken was great.
Yeah. Kyle and I met through like open jam circuits in McHenry. Mm-hmm. And we auditioned a lot of drummers and finally found Ken, and then auditioned a lot of guitar players and got Ryan, and everything was like, you know, perfectly fit. But there was another level when Emmanuel came in to play. Emmanuel was like a phenomenal drummer.
No doubt.
An amazing singer too. Wait, you guys get to hear him sing today.
Wow. Yeah.
Incredible musician. Yeah. Let's keep it going. What else do we
have?
Great
bass player, great piano player.
Humanitarian.
But, yeah, he is.
The auditions. The auditions had to be tedious.
There were. We actually did a lot. We tried to do it online with like Craigslist and stuff back in the day, and it was rough. We had a lot of incompetent players and a lot of issues. People not showing up when
they weren't
wasting time.
Bodhicitta's a special level of intricacy sometimes, to the point of
we have a high
ridiculous.
Yeah. High level of demand.
We've toned it down a little bit, actually.
It's okay to be picky though, especially when it's your art that you're trying to get across to people, you know?
Well, who are your influences? Who are the inspirations behind Bodhicitta?
We have so many.
Yeah.
It just depends on who you're talking to.
I mean, a lot of the big hitters in the jam, like improv scene, you know, like with rock, such as Phish and the Grateful Dead, etc. But a lot of deeper elements of gospel and funk and jazz fusion and some bluegrass and reggae, you know, all the big names. We're very wide-minded musically and listen to everything from classical to electronic to everything in between, you know.
Well, let's get back to live music. Let's see if our system works here in the lair with Bodhicitta, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Sweet Little Mary. She's not Big Bad Bill now, is she?
Sweet Little Mary is a character from a long lost land who loves to dance and do the jig.
Dance and do the jig, Jimmy.
I love doing the jig. If you want to call and ask a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. Bodhicitta is live in the lair, a special two-hour edition here on Max Inc. Radio. And gentlemen, the floor is yours when you're ready. Thank you. Very nice. Sweet Little Mary Bodicita live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, First Weber's most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com, rocker.
Jimmy, just, boy, we are working with this tech, so let's tech talk. Bodicita recently upgraded your sound and brought it with you tonight. The band is literally plug and play. Tell us about these major upgrades that, wow, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, we wanted to get on the road. We wanted to bring our sound on the road and stream and kind of be able to streamline our setup a little bit. I think the next step here was in-ear monitoring and our new board is totally digital, and we can hopefully try to stream a little bit once we get that all set up.
So you could basically go anywhere. You could dial in your sound kind of like you came here. You're kind of sending us a two-track or whatever, and that's your sound.
We are, and you can save scenes for venues that you play.
Yeah.
So that it's all a little bit more cohesive from gig to gig. It's been sort of an issue for us, you know, trying to run sound on our own the way that modern music and modern clubs exist a lot today. You have to run your own sound a lot, and you have to bring your own PA with you. And so for us, having something that made it easier to dial in and to have a consistent sound was ideal.
That's such a huge investment, though.
It's huge.
I mean, that's a lot of money you're talking about. Yep. You really have to be in it for the long haul to actually have that pay off.
Well, that's why we're a little older and we have credit.
Thank God for credit, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt we're in it for the long haul. So we want to produce the best sound we can, and we want our fans enjoy that experience. So we're constantly striving to make our shows better. And
that's great. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask a question tonight.
Call us up.
In the lair, we get to learn a little more about who the bands are. So let's get to know the four of you. And we're going to start with Alex Vigna. Alex, you are a bass instructor. We only need Alex in here right now. Alex, you're a bass instructor and the director of Rock Central in Lake Geneva. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into music and what you do in the music business outside of Bodicita.
Yeah, I pretty much eat, drink, and sleep and music, you know.
Yeah, that's
it's a great life. I'm trying to go full steam ahead on that. I got connected with Rock Central in about 2016 or 17.
What is Rock Central?
So Rock Central is a nonprofit music school, performance-based, based out of Lake Geneva. So we do private lessons, but then they also meet and they do group rehearsals, and they have like a different bands of different ages and skill levels. So we have our first youngest group is pretty much from ages 5 to 10, and that's guitar, bass, drums, vocals, piano. And then our middle school group, same thing, but that's our 201 rockers, we call them. That's our next level up.
I was going to say, do they have cool names?
Yeah, we have 101 rockers, 201 rockers, and the show rockers, which are mostly our high schoolers.
Yeah.
And those kids are amazing. Those kids, by the time they get to that program, they're playing like well beyond their age. So it's really cool to see. And a lot of these kids are already like fully invested in being a musician as well. They already know what they want to do and they have a passion. And so it gives them like a drive every day.
So if I'm understanding, this is a nonprofit that's helping kids get involved with music in school. And we all know when kids are involved with music in school, their grades are better and they succeed better at life most of the time.
Yeah. So this is an extracurricular. It's not through the public school system.
Okay.
But we have a scholarship program that, so a lot of students that have a passion and the drive but might not have the music education funding, we supply that. And
nice.
So it's really cool. A lot of people that would typically be like at risk, that you give them an instrument and something that they can latch onto, and they start, you know.
It gives them a vehicle to work whatever out.
Exactly. We through see that music. All the time.
If people want to get more information about that nonprofit, and, you know, especially people that maybe needed some financial assistance with the scholarship, how do they do that?
Check out rockcentral.org. And you can also, we have some shows coming up. Our next ones are in April. So we actually, these kids get together to practice, and then we go out and perform and get out into the community and do some outreach that way too. So.
And this is just Lake Geneva?
It's
the county
Geneva, yeah. It's mostly around Walworth County is where we perform, but we're based in Lake Geneva.
Where's the next place you're performing?
I don't have the venue that I can think of yet, but it's going to be in April.
And so we'll keep checking that out.
Yeah, keep us up to date on that, please.
How did you get your start in music?
So I was always kind of like drawn toward music. I remember the first time I saw a guitar and strummed it, you know, at probably like 2 or 3 years old. My parents are both very musically inclined. My dad, a drummer, and my mom played piano and sang, and my sister was also a singer and played flute. And so about fourth grade, they allowed you to pick an instrument, an orchestra. And my parents weren't kind of sure if that would stick with it initially. So they didn't want to rent a violin or a cello or something expensive and have me not follow through on it. So they're like, hey, how about the upright bass orchestra? It's an expensive instrument, so the school doesn't make you buy it. They actually have school basses, and you learn on a school bass.
Do you like
but
the
they
stand
also
up?
Said, hey, electric bass, you know, you can also play that. And that kind of caught my interest also. So I started playing at about 8 years old in orchestra and got an electric bass that same year and kind of transferred my classical training to electric bass in the early years.
Well, I'll tell you, if you've ever been in orchestra, back there with the upright bass players, that's where the cool kids hang out.
It is. It's awesome. And it was basically just me and my like best friend who were the two bass players from fourth grade throughout high school. And we were competitive. So we were always trying to outdo each other.
Now, you and Kyle, you host an open jam through Rock Central at Topsy Turvy Brewery on the first and third Thursdays of the month. Right. Where is the Topsy Turvy Brewery? Tell us a little bit about that gig.
Well, that's a really cool spot. It's right in downtown Lake Geneva. It's actually an old church that's converted into a brewery. And actually, a very good friend of Bodachita is one of the brewers over there. And they have a brewery in the basement where they brew the beer on site. And it's a really cool old church building that was actually converted into shops in the 90s. And then it's been Topsy Turvy Brewery since 2001, I believe. And so it's all adorned in stained glass. It's a really cool room. We actually had a Thanksgiving show over there not so long ago, a month or so ago.
We did.
I love drinking beer with stained glass. Yeah, I don't know why.
It's a cool room.
What was that place on East Washrocker here in Madison that had the stained glass?
Bellini's?
Bellini's, yeah. That was a good place to go to see live music. Hey, speaking of live music, we're going to get back to it in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Bodachita is live in the lair, 844-967-2789. If you want to call and ask a question, it's live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic once-in-a-lifetime rock and roll show in Madison, would you go? Walk like an Egyptian. Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and tons of other cool rock and rollers. Don't wait. It's one night of amazing music, auctions, and meet and greets, with all proceeds benefiting epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to live music in the lair with Bota Cheetah, presented by the Aaron Weber Group here on Mag Zinc Radio. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called 7-Eleven Pineapple. Is this a song about convenience store swingers?
It is, yeah.
I got it right.
You knew it. No, 7-Eleven is the time signature.
Yeah.
And pineapple is goes back to back when I was in a band called Barefoot Fred. And the percussionist in that band, his name is Shane Levine, his wife brought out a plate of grilled pineapple that she had made and was offering it to everybody. And I proceeded to say, "I'm too cool for your pineapple," and played this riff.
In 7-Eleven.
And it turned out to be this song, like, within 30 seconds, which is how most songs are written.
Wow. That is incredible. Well, let's get to some live music. Let's hear 7-Eleven Pineapple. This is Bota Cheetah, live in the lair on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Nice. Bodicino live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, special two-hour edition. If you want to join us, you can do that right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER.
Jimmy, Bodicino, they've played a lot of great shows in 2023, including Super Summer Camp, but you've also had some struggles. So tell us about the reality of playing live in a band. It's as soon as one of these guys step up to the mic.
Tell us the realities of
the A lot of it is weather, nature. We played a show on two separate occasions at a venue on a lake, Lake House on Pistakey. One time, we were pretty assured that it wasn't going to rain from the time that we started the gig. It was an outdoor gig. On a lake, on an outdoor stage with some pop-up tents above us and not really much else, and a seam in between the two tents that my pedal board happened to be directly under with all my stuff.
Oh, my.
But either way, we pushed it a little too far, didn't look at the radar, however it works. You're up there playing, you're trying to stay entertaining, and regardless, we got absolutely dumped on. I mean, everything was dumped on. We spent the next 2.5 hours in the venue after running all of our stuff, trip after trip, through ankle deep water, it seemed like, across the deck, trying not to slip. And we had to take everything apart and towel it all off with bar towels. Mm-hmm. It was a disaster. I mean, it was...
Wow.
It was the worst.
We had about a 2-week period where we could just like dry things off. And everything was drying in my basement for probably about a week or two. And thankfully everything worked. There was no damaged equipment. It was fantastic.
Super lucky.
So let's hear from the man behind the keyboards, Kyle Magnuson. Kyle, what is your backstory? How did you get your start in music and eventually end up in Boda Cheetah?
So that's a really good question. My parents and my whole family are all musicians and music lovers. On my mom's side, I come from a lot of family that lived on farms but played in like polka bands back in like the 40s and 50s. And believe it or not, I had a great uncle that was on the Lawrence Welk show.
No kidding.
Yeah, and... Yeah, so a lot of radio, polka, and stuff like that.
What was your uncle's Lawrence Welk experience like? Was that what did he do? What was his role?
So he would have been my great uncle, and I don't know if I ever got to meet him. But
did you watch the video of?
I have heard recordings, old recordings, and yeah, it was
so
it was
he was
phenomenal.
In the band.
He was in the band. As far as my personal start, my parents are huge music lovers. My dad is a Deadhead, raised me on the Grateful Dead and Bob Marley and Soundgarden and all the great bands of, you know, yesteryear. And as far as playing music, I played baritone when I was about 10 in fifth grade. And then after that, I played bassoon. And I really just, when I was 12 years old, I had a really, I had a really easy time like getting into the synthesizer. Synthesizer was something that really spoke to me, and I heard a lot of great recordings with synthesizer in it. And I got into that. I got a little electric keyboard, got really into it. It taught me like how to play the notes and all that. And then after a year of being really serious about it, I found a teacher and learned classical. I learned blues. I learned jazz. And over the years, I've just been in multiple bands. When I was 14, I picked up guitar, and then in my teenage years, a little bit of bass and drums here and there, just to round out musicianship.
What was that one song? What's that one synthesizer song or keyboard song that got you going? Yeah, pumps you up.
Like in general, or one of our songs? In general. So when I was young, I was really into Van Halen. I loved Jump. Yeah. And honestly, I'm more inspired by guitar players than keyboard players. So Eddie Van Halen was one of my number one.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of all these synthesizers, I've noticed that you're not using very modern synthesizers. You're using a lot of classic kind of, you know, retro stuff. Talk about the equipment that you're using tonight.
Yeah, I've got some analog synthesizers here. I've got my most recent synthesizer is the Prophet 8. Yeah, it's got analog circuitry, but it's digital. Easy to find different sounds and all that. All the parameters on it, you can really create any sound that you want out of thin air. To my right, I've got my Moog.
A Moog.
Yeah, and it's another analog synthesizer, monophonic. So it plays one note at a time, but it's just a fun keyboard to solo on. And sometimes I use TalkBox with it, too. And then my Nord, that's kind of my workhorse, the bottom keyboard. It does piano, it does organ, Rhodes, it does synthesizer too, but it can really do anything.
How does the TalkBox work?
So the TalkBox, I have that running through the Moog, and what you do through that is you plug the Moog into the TalkBox, and then the TalkBox itself acts as an amplifier, so you put a hose that connects to the pedal in your mouth, and you make different sounds with your mouth, different just shapes, and it's kind of like a resonance chamber that you put up to the microphone.
And then so the microphone picks up the sound that's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, so when I play the keys, it creates a buzz, and that buzz kind of comes out of my mouth, and it just depending on what notes I play.
Wasn't it Peter Frampton that kind of made that known to everybody?
Yes,
he's one of them.
Yeah,
there's been a couple. Joe Walsh is another famous TalkBox player.
Yeah,
there's been a few. Even the guy from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Slash. Slash, absolutely.
He's used it at some time. Well, we got a keyboard guy who's a fan of guitar players. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called The End. Is this a Doors tune we're going to hear?
It's not. This is one of our newer songs. This one was kind of started by Kyle. And it's kind of a mystery song, I guess. We kind of let it, people can kind of decide what it means to them. So
I love mysteries.
Yeah.
All right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got about 9 minutes before the hard break here at the top of the hour. Bodachita's live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Come on back to me. Swing high, swing low, before it gets too cold now. Right back to the edge. When you feel no gravity and your mind's playing tricks on you now. Right back to the edge. Underwater, and I don't know what it means. When all that is around you, swimming in the sea. Just fine. You can call my number. I'll keep you on the line. I need you to come on back to me right now, right back to the end. Swing high, swing low, before it gets too cold now, right back to the end. When you feel no gravity and your mind's playing tricks on you. Oh.
underwater. But I don't know what it means when all that is around you swimming in the sea. You can't call the doctor, but I think I'll be just fine. You can call the number.
Botticelli live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I love the jam on that last song there, you guys, this played. That was The End, and it sounded really cool. Rocker, what do you have to say, man?
What do I have to say? You know, I've been sitting here watching this guy jam on this guitar, right? It's this Paul Reed Smith.
Yeah.
And it has F holes in it. I haven't ever seen a Paul Reed Smith quite like that, like a hollow body. Tell us about this unique guitar you have.
Well, one night at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was surfing on Reverb, and this thing popped up, and it looked beautiful to me. And it was a 2002 PRS hollow body spruce top, and the serial number is actually late 2001.
Wow!
But anyway, so it was selling for $2,600, and I write this sad letter about how this is all I can afford, and can you please sell it to me? I'm in a band. My name is Ryan. Here's my profile idea, and blah blah blah. And you know, all I have is $1,800. That's all I have in the whole world right now.
Oh my gosh.
Will you sell it to me? And he goes, sure. He wrote back to me, and so I bought it on Reverb.
Wow.
And I've had it ever since. I love this guitar. It's beautiful. Since I've upgraded the pickups, there's a guy in town or near me in Illinois. His name is Krasimir Kolev. He makes Kolev custom pickups. So I gave him all the specs of what I wanted, and I put those in there. And I love them. They sound great. They're four conductor wire humbuckers. And then I had Scott Bond, this guy in Elgin in Illinois, reprofile the neck and the heel. So at this point, it's pretty customed out.
It's a beautiful piece of an instrument, man. It's sitting on the stand right now. I think there's an aura glow around it. Shiny.
It's a very
shiny,
beautiful finish. Yeah, and it's unique because it's a spruce top.
And it sounds good, too.
Yeah, a lot of the PRSs that you see have that flame maple, and this one just has more of an acoustic vibe to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
It does.
Well, we're going to hear more music out of that guitar, plus the rest of the Botticelli coming up in just a couple of minutes. This special live two-hour edition of Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Stay away from the ocean.